A8, burglar proof. As long as 4,000 years ago, locks on doors were in use. The first lock was a crude wooden device invented by the ancient Egyptians. It had several pins which fell into holes in a bolt to keep the bolt from moving. The wooden key for this lock had matching pegs which raised the pins and allowed the bolt to be moved. This, even today, makes up the basic structure of a lock. The modern pin-tumbler cylinder lock was invented by an American locksmith named Linus Yale Jr. in 1865. Notches in the key fit the pins so that when the key lifts the pins, the lock can turn. A key to this type of lock must be exact, for if it is as much as 0.5 millimeter, 1/50th of an inch, off, the key will not work. It was soon found, however, that any lock which has a keyhole can be unlocked by an unscrupulous expert, even without a key. This led to the development of the combination lock used on today's safes and vaults. This type of lock depends on a series of numbers and a dial. The direction the dial must be turned to reach these numbers and the numbers themselves make the combination of the lock. A further development of this is the time lock, which is a combination lock that will work only at certain hours.